White Rose Rebel by Janet Paisley. Read by Carolyn Bonnyman. 1. In the distance, there was a drum beating and the faint skirl of slow pipes. It was a call to the clans, for a chief was dying. At such a time, even bitter enemies forgot their grudges, laid their swords aside, and set off to honour the call. Undisturbed by the distant beat, a roe deer grazed in the fading light of dusk among heather and rock on the foothills of the Cairngorms. A shot cracked off, then another with barely a heartbeat between. The deer staggered, fell. "Troat! Come on!" Calling out in Gaelic, a young girl, maybe 12 or 13 years old, dashed from the thicket of nearby trees, her grubby face alert with joy as she ran barefoot towards the wounded beast, the musket in her hand still smoking. Her long dark hair was crazily tangled, but her dress, though clearly Highland, was velvet and lace. "Anne, Furich, wait!" An older youth in a chief's bonnet and kilted plaid emerged behind the girl, the second gun in his hand, the gleam of his red-gold hair still discernible in the gathering dark. Anne did not heed or hesitate. She dropped the musket as she ran, drew a dirk from the belt at her waist and, to avoid its hooves, leapt over the injured deer, short sword poised. As she leapt, the terrified animal thrashed, trying to rise. Its flailing hooves smacked against her shin. Anne yelped, stumbling onto the heather. The youth, two steps behind, threw down his gun, drew his dirk, fell to his knees and yanked the deer's head back to finish it. Anne lunged forward onto its chest to plunge her blade first into the animal's throat. "I got him," she said. There was a challenge in her.